While the two vehicles sped down the dusty road, the metal of their competing frames grinding and shrieking, Cassandra looked at the driver for the first time. His ears were pointed, his skin had the pale yellow of the thirsters, and his eyes a piercing red. Their eye contact was only for a fleeting moment before Cassandra broke away from his gaze and regained her senses. For even in those swift moments, the thirster was already assaulting her mind. Cassandra downshifted suddenly and slammed on her brakes while still grinding the side of her vehicle into the truck. The driver did not react and swerve away quickly enough, and as the truck sped past, the back tire was shredded upon impact with her back tire spike, and the spike from her front tire ripped into the axle and sent the truck spinning out of control. Cassandra yanked on the e-brake and twisted her wheel in the opposite direction, making her car screech to a horizontal halt as smoke from the burning rubber momentarily filled the air. The thirster tried to correct the path of the vehicle without success, and the truck tipped over on its side, kicking up sparks and asphalt as it ground to a slow stop. Cassandra leapt out of her car as soon as it stopped, leaving the engine running as she stalked towards the damaged truck. She could hear the thirster growling inside the cab, and from the way the crossbow bolt in the door was moving, she realized that the bolt must have pierced his leg, and she smiled at that, knowing that the barbed tip would be difficult and painful to remove. She quickly scaled the underside of the truck and pulled herself onto the top of the vehicle. She looked down at the thirster as he thrashed about furiously, having been wrenched by the crash into an awkward sideways and nearly upside-down position. As she drew her revolver from its hip holster, the thirster bellowed and ripped its leg off the barbed bolt, falling down into the passenger seat. Cassandra coldly pointed the pistol down into the cab and cocked the hammer.